This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast.
Hello, people. Hello, everyone. This is Rooted and Robust Podcast. My name is Ozioma Anielji, and we are back for the year. yes, we are back. We are back for this year, and we are beginning the year with something amazing. I am so excited. And today, I want to look at the power of reciprocity. The power of reciprocity. See, let me confess, I heard our guest discuss on this topic, and I said, no. I'm bringing on this amazing woman to discuss this same topic on this show because she said some mind-boggling things and I'm like, people need to hear her more and people need to hear her on this platform. And that is why she's here with me today. So she's here with me and we want to look at the power of reciprocity. And I'm talking about Dimani Aman. Aman Manson is here with me and I'm loving her channel. Well, if you're on Facebook and you are not following her, you are missing. Yes, that's for me. You're missing a lot. She's an educator, a fantastic one at that. She's a coach. Thank you so much for joining me and thank you for agreeing to discuss this particular topic. Thank you. Welcome.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, so before we get started, why Dimani Aman? I'm just curious. When I saw Dimani Aman, I felt like, what is going on here? Why Dimani Aman? I said I was going to ask you first before we get started. So let's begin with Dimani Aman. Why the name Dimani Aman?
I am glad you've gone there. So Dimani Aman is a self-fulfilling prophecy. It was a name I chose because that's what I want to be. Okay. I want to be Dimani Aman. I want to be the Aman who has more than enough money to meet my needs. Mm. I want to be the Aman who earns in such abundance that I am able to change people's lives on contact. Mm. I am the Dimani Aman because I want to teach people. So you will also have come across the Dimani Aman Academy. Yeah. I'm not just looking to be Dimani Aman. I am looking to teach other people also money principles that will help more people to be financially independent, especially people who look like me. When people are looking for what poverty looks like, well, I am the face of poverty. And most of you who look like me also automatically get linked to poverty. Hmm. And there is no point in me becoming Dimani Aman. The Oprah Winfrey's of this world have all become, but nobody really accepts it as a community thing because they are treated as outliers. I don't want to be that way. Hmm. I want to make a Dimani Aman, money Ijiru, money Onyi, money everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that after a while, those who interact with me become financially independent, we are also successful, that as a community we cannot be ignored. Mm-hmm. So that's what Dimani Aman is about. It's making me financially independent to retire early and to help more people who engage and interact with me also to go on a similar journey. So yeah, I want to be Dimani Aman and I want you to be Dimani you.
Yeah, Dimani Ozi. I love this. Fantastic. Dimani Aman, that's very inspiring. Wow. Well done. You're doing amazing. Your channel is something else. I went through and I'm like, no, this woman is coming on this show. No. Okay, so let's get into it. The power of reciprocity. Now, there was something you said on that particular video it was a test you carried out. And I want to begin from there. What inspired you? You tell us why you did it and of course the test itself. But I want to know what inspired that thought process. Why did you decide to test your audience if this value you've been given, if they have the power to give back,
okay,
or they have that in them? What inspired that thought process?
Okay, so again, it's a knowledge of me and my people and behaviors that we have. And like I said, me and my people, we have lived with poverty for a while. Mm. We have allowed poverty to get in our minds. And when poverty gets in your mind, you just want to take, 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 and you become a parasite, you become a pest. Mm. The problem is that when you take, it's never enough. Mm. Those who learn to give back, because actually the power to break free exists in giving.
Yeah.
When you take from places, you must give back. It is a universal law. If you don't learn to give back yourself, the universe will take from you to pay back the debts that you haven't taken. And the things that the universe will take from you are the very things that could have caused you your breakthrough. So people who are always begging, they never get lucky, because their luck is always taken to repay the people they take from. Their destiny is always altered. And you hear people talk about, somebody has taken my destiny. The person has gone to juju. The person hasn't gone anywhere. You stupidly gave it away yourself by asking from them and not giving back. Mm-hmm. Again, it is something that poverty does to you, because poverty says to you that there isn't enough money to go around. So grab. There isn't enough food. Grab. And because you've been hungry before, you know hunger is real.
Yeah.
And so you want to avoid it by all means, and you want to grab. And yes, a lot of us are like that. We grab, but we still don't understand that when you grab and don't pay back, something vital in your essence will be used to pay back. So again, I wanted to test my audience to see whether what I have been preaching is actually impacting in any way. Are people understanding this, or are people still where most of us operate? And sadly, it turns out that most people operate where I expected most people to operate, and it's something I want to teach on until more people understand. But so if you listen to that video, I told you guys my consultations are still paid. You guys will not take care of me if I were to come here and give free, because you only grab. And because I know reciprocity has not been established, well, I am not giving no freebies. You must pay me in advance and I give you in return. So yeah, I wanted to test to see if my audience is actually responding adequately. And I wanted to challenge people to realize that they may not have got where we all want them to be, and to realize there is work to be done on their mindsets, so we can get knuckled down and work on it.
Wow. You said something very powerful. If you take, the universe takes from you and gives to the people that have consistently given. And now I want to ask this, and this is because most people are afraid to ask. Feels like, I don't want to be seen as begging my audience. I don't want to be seen as begging other people. I will just give. Let me just give. If they want to give back, it's up to them. Learn to give back. So let's talk about the people that are giving now. Of course, we're going to get back to those that should give back. But then how do we deal with that mindset of people who feel like, if I ask to be giving back, it feels like I'm begging them? How do we handle such mindsets? Because if you are giving value, you should get value back. But then if you don't demand for it, sometimes you don't get it. But then some people are afraid to ask for value. How do we deal with such people?
Well, I think it's knowing your own worth. You see, people will treat you the way you permit them to. People will pay you what you demand. And so really, the starting point is you. Normally, most of us are afraid to ask our audiences because we don't believe ourselves that we are worthy of what we are asking them to do. We don't think that we are worth it. We have our own usurper syndromes in our heads.
Yep.
And because we've got these usurper syndromes in our heads, our own minds are telling us, they won't pay, don't worry. You just continue to give if they want. No, it's not if they want. Me, this is my time.
Yeah.
If I want to give it free, I will. And that choice is mine. If I don't want to give it free, I don't. And that choice is also mine. And in fact, if you want to enjoy premium from me, you must be prepared to actually also reciprocate. And so on my channel, you know that I have a subscription only service.
Yeah.
And yes, I put there some of my top quality videos for free. They pay me the monthly subscription, so I give them my top quality videos occasionally. No, I would never put that on the general Facebook, because those on the general Facebook just want to take and don't want to give any back. Well, premium is not for you.
So it starts from the person.
It starts from you.
It doesn't matter how much value you think you're offering. If you don't believe you're worth the pay, then you won't even dare ask in the first place. So it begins from you. How much do you think you're worth? I mean, absolutely, that's how much you charge people. And the fact is, most people are really willing to pay if you're bold enough to ask. Yeah. So on them. But today we want to look at the power. It's that force that I am actually particularly interested in, the power of reciprocity. So what is the power of reciprocity? It's good to give, it's good to take. You've already mentioned some of it. I mean, if you don't give, what you have, even the Bible says it, if you don't give, what you have be taken away from you. But then what is also, what are more things that are, what is the danger of not reciprocating? How should put it that way?
Right. So if you're a religious person, this is very easy to understand, especially if you are Christian. The Bible says that love your neighbor as you love yourself. That is one of the core principles of reciprocity. Those who are not religious, they call it equitable living. It is the same thing, one and the same. All religions operate the same thing. Do good to others so good can be done to you. Whatever you use to measure for your neighbor is exactly what will be used to measure for you. That's the thing. So if you are measuring good things with a teaspoon and you give it to other people, guess what? You will receive in teaspoon quantities. Most people don't realize that what you think you are doing for other people is a measure for what you will get in return. And so you give in very little bit and all you want to do is take. But then no matter how much you take, you are not filling your tank, because what you are taking, what you can take, is very small fractions of what's available. What you could be receiving from universal principles is significantly more than what you could take yourself. And so by adopting the take, you miss out on what will be given universally. And because you are always taking from people, what should universally come to you will be given to those people in payback for what you have taken from them and not payback. And the principle is, owe no man. If you've read any of the authors who come from the spirituality domain, one of the core principles is owe no man. Owe no man. So that a debt needs to be paid from your estate. Owe no man. Don't owe anybody. Somebody does something nice to you, do something nice right back at them and settle the score. If you do that, and I've learned to live that principle for a while, if you do that, your life goes on perfectly. You don't come across some of the emergencies that a lot of people, you know, sometimes you take something from somebody and what would have been a disaster that they should statistically suffer will be diverted and given to you. Some bad luck that would have gone to them will be given to you, because the universe looks at you and think, well, you have nothing we can give this person. Oh, well, carry her troubles then. No worries. It would have been hello. You take
that's all you have, troubles.
That's all you have. Carry trouble then. And so again, take your time and look at the people who beg. They always carry trouble. Always.
Yeah.
And the ones who are and that's why most of these especially white rich people. White business people in particular, but from all races, I'm just giving you the ones who seem to understand this principle more, and they do it overtly. They actually do have charitable events. If you know any Muslims, they do zakat, they give alms so that their problems can be given to those who take. Don't you understand? They give to the poor, and those who receive zakat, guess what? The problems from the one who gave you the money is also added to the money to even it. And so you have people who are receiving zakat. They think they are doing well, but they are eternally receiving zakat, because zakat comes with people's problems too. The bad luck is added onto the money they gave you. The money you've accepted is payback for the bad luck you are taking from this person. And the person who is giving zakat, who gives alms, go back and read. I was talking to a few of my Muslim friends recently about it, and I'm like, oh, wow. So he who pays zakat actually wants to absolve themselves of their problems, of their sins. They don't want the repercussions of their actions. So they pay zakat to buy themselves away from the repercussions. And you who receive it always, well, guess what? You are also always receiving.
Trouble.
Doesn't matter which religion a person practices or what you practice, the universe operates under the same law. Whether you are Ethiopian or from Timbuktu, if you take an apple and you throw it up, it will come back down. It's the same way. It really doesn't matter which religion you subscribe to. Some of you say you don't believe it. Whether you believe it or not, when you take the apple and you throw it up, it will come back down. It is the same as some of these things. They are very, very core universal principles. Oh, no, man. so that your debt is not paid in ways you don't want.
Exactly. Now, some people will be wondering, but I don't have money. I've not made it live. I don't have the kind of resources to begin to give, like the Zakat you just talked about. So what do I give? Okay, I know.
Service.
I wanted to come to that because it's always people complain about not having money, I don't have what to give, So let's talk about those people.
Yeah, it's not about money. Again, see, it is being smart and being intentional in the way you do things. Okay. Somebody gives you a bag of rice, they can afford it. Huh? You buy a sweet and give it to this person's child. You have even the scores. See, in the universe, a person gives you the best out of what they can give. And if you match them in the best you can also give, it is considered even. Right? It's not about they give you $1 million and you give $1 million. They give you their best $1 million. You also give them your best plantain, your best yam, your best banana. And if you actually pay attention to people who lived in the villages, when you go to the village and you gave money to a grand anybody, a family member, they will go to their farm and they will cut their best plantain and come put in your car. Go back and think. Why do you think these guys were like that? Because they don't want to exchange their destiny for the money you gave them. Yes, they will accept your money, but they will give you a cup of corn. They will wash your car. They will wash your car. They can't give you anything physically. They will serve you in return. They will acknowledge you publicly. They will thank you publicly and get everybody to know that you were a good person. They paid you back. But some of us, we will do nothing. We just want to take, take, take. Well, that's when the universe will settle. You either pay your debt yourself or the universe will settle on your behalf. Just that, you see, to the universe, one day is the same size as one age. So you may owe one day. The universe will take one age and it will settle it. You won't like it. It would have been much better for you to find a way to pay, so that the universe does not settle. The universe doesn't weigh a gram for a gram. One day is equivalent to an age. So you certainly do not want the universe to be your judge. The way it will settle the account will not favor you. So settle your own account. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. Now, while you were talking, so I heard about something. When we talk about reciprocity, so Amma is on my show now. She's giving so much value. So Amma has gone and I couldn't pay her. What do I do? So I go on someone else's show and give value. Does that cut it? Or must I give back to Amma that gave to me?
You don't have to necessarily pay back to Amma. You can pay it forward to other persons.
Yeah.
So I'm here and I'm returning this to you because people have been to my show before. People have helped me to grow my show. Guess why? That's why I'm on yours. So those people don't have shows, so I can't go on their show. So guess what I can do? Come on your show. When you establish, you also go to somebody's show.
People's show.
Sometimes you may not even go to somebody's show. You will invite an up-and-coming person and you will spotlight them. Or you will train somebody. Do you see what I mean? Just as you receive when you need, you also find ways to return to other people. If you can return to the person who gave you, great. If do you remember I told you sometimes somebody gives you their best bag of rice and you give them a sweet to their child? You cannot pay the person, but you can give something to their child. The child will appreciate it in the same way as you appreciated the bag of rice. Then you are even. If you gave the sweet to the adult, it will mean nothing to them. You've paid nothing. Being smart enough to give it to their child, because what is of the father is of the child, isn't it? Just as children can bear the consequences of the parents, they can also absolve you of your things too. So smart people who understand these principles, they are very, sometimes you see some of the poorest people, you give them something and they will go to their corner and they will go find you something to give you. Take it. You don't take it, they will force it and give it to your child. Have you seen those people? They understand things a lot of us don't. They will not let you go. They will give something to somebody that is connected to you. They will return it.
Wow. Wow, this is powerful. I love particularly when you talked about giving to the child, because you know, you come across people that you think there is nothing I can give to this person that wants it. I mean, they are high up there, I am here, what do you want me to do? But then I've heard someone say there is always a need around anybody. Yeah. It doesn't matter how high placed the person is. Some people just want appreciation. That is so much. Wow. Especially people that are high up there, we tend to forget that they are also human. They also want to be appreciated. So give appreciation. If you don't have money or anything to give, give appreciation. But then I also wanted to touch on the people that go out of their way to start doing. They don't wait for you to do it for me before I go out to do for people.
Hold on one second on that one before we move on here. You see in the Bible, when Jesus cured the lepers, this was Jesus, the Son of God. He could raise stones to worship him and to do whatever. But again, in true respect of these principles, when one of the lepers came back to thank him, what did he ask for? Where are the nine? So if the Lord himself, and why we are here on earth is to serve the Lord and to praise him and to thank him and to acknowledge him. Well, I'm sorry, that's the Lord. And so for a human to do, you know, when you do good to people who don't acknowledge you, it hurts. Well, that hurt in the person's spirit is your curse, really.
And there was also something that the Lord said in that particular verse. He said, others were healed, but you are made whole. That's a different extent to the healing, man. That's like another level.
Exactly.
Wow. Principles of life. Sometimes some of the things we are hoping and praying are just in the little things, in the small things, not the so big things. It's not in the big plans. It's in the thank you. It's in the I'm sorry. It's in the wow. Life will be easy. I think we are really complicating life.
We do. It is very simple. Do harm to no one. Do good when you can. Very simple principle.
True. Okay, so I was going to ask, I mean, everyone talks about volunteering, going out of your way to help other people and all of that. Now, this conversation looks more like you doing because you've been done to. So, but then I want you to talk on the power of going out of your way. Nobody has done anything to you. You just came into this environment new and you're new here, but then you are the first out there initiating this. Talk about that. And what is the power of going out of your way yourself and reaching out to other people?
Well, see, that is how you steal people's luck. It's simple, really. That is how you steal people's luck. If you are lucky and people don't understand the spirit of reciprocity, they take from you and don't pay you back. The universe will take from them and pay you back. And often the universe will pay back with their opportunities, with their luck. The universe may give them your trouble instead of you, and so on. And yes, it is much better for people to owe you than for you to owe anybody. So yeah, those who are smart, like I said, those who do zakat, they hope that they give you and you don't thank them. In fact, some of them, when you start thanking them, they're like, no, don't. Why do you think that is? You keep it and owe me and pay you forward.
I love to be owed.
Stay there. keep it, owe me, yeah. You keep it. I don't know when I will also owe. You keep it and owe me. Yeah.
Let's save it for the future.
You see, and yeah, my dad, when my dad was in his prime, my dad would write checks for people to go. I mean, these days it's become better, but previously when you wanted to travel abroad, you needed somebody who had a foreign currency check. That they could give to these international schools before they would accept. And a lot of these people in Africa who wanted to come and study, they did not have these checks. My dad had lived in the West for a long time and he had checkbooks that he could write. And there were many people that my dad wrote checks for who actually ended up going to cash the checks. And my dad, it wasn't the telephone age. So he didn't even remember some of these guys. You see, some of these guys went and took the money and whatnot. I went to Germany many, many years ago with my husband. We went to see a friend of mine, and it happened that my friend had his uncle who had lived in Germany for a long time.
Wow.
So we went to his uncle's house. The uncle saw me. The guy looked at me. He shook his head. He went really quiet. He went to a place and came back. And he says, you know, you have reminded me of somebody I owe. You look like somebody I owe. And I'm like, what do you mean? There was this guy, he had just come from Germany. He was a lecturer at the university at the time. He was a politician. Everybody called him Doc, but other people called him Essay. And then I started laughing because that was my dad.
Oh, my God.
My yeah. And I really do look like my dad, especially when I speak. My mannerisms are very much my dad. And so if you've encountered my dad and you know my dad, people have that reaction to me all the time. So as soon as he started doing it, I knew he knew my dad. Okay. So when he finished, I'm like, Essay Manson. And he says, yes. My name is Amma Manson. Then the man started screaming, oh my God, wait, you are S.A. Manson's daughter, wait. He picked the phone call. Then he started finding, there was a whole community of people who had come on my dad's checks, you know. Most of them lived in Germany. Most of them had never gone back. The governments had been overthrown for many years. My dad had been in exile for years. Nobody knew him. Nobody knew where to find him. And when he came back from exile, he himself is also lying low, flying under the radar. So he's impossible to find. Then people started calling. People started coming. People, S.A. Manson's daughter. Oh, my God. And that day, I found myself living a great life in Germany that I did not earn. As the good deeds of the father can be visited on the child, the bad deeds of the father can also be visited on the child, isn't it? So sometimes you just go ahead and you do good, because even if you don't harvest, other people in your lineage would. They would. And those who understand these things, they go right ahead and they help people. They help people.
This is like buying the future.
Help another. Yeah.
This is powerful.
This was many decades later, you know. Many decades later. Most of these men who had been students, they would have been maybe early 20s when they encountered my dad. Most of them were in their 60s. When
my
I encountered
I'm sure your dad never thought that, okay, in future my daughter will travel to Germany.
Some of them wanted to speak to my dad. So I called my dad and they were thanking my dad. And you could see those who understand were very grateful just to be able to say thank you to him. Some of them were bringing me little things. They wanted to give me something to pay back. But the guy who was the uncle was like, you look like a guy I owe. Because if it wasn't this guy, I would not have had the opportunity to come here to study. And yes, now I live here, my family live here, we are all Germans and so on. But that was all facilitated by that guy. He was crying in a bush because he had got his admission and the scholarship secretariat were not going to give him the details he wanted in time to be able to travel. And the university had told him that if he did not turn up at this particular time at the university, that they were going to withdraw the offer. So at that time, he was so desperate. He didn't know what to do. He said, my dad, just without even thinking, nonchalantly went to his car. He signed a check. There was no money written on. He gave it to him, a complete stranger, and said, when you go, give it to them. They can write whatever money they want for your first term and pay. And my dad called Ghana Airways at that time, asked somebody there to get him a ticket. He doesn't even know how much the ticket was. He got there. It was a note that says, Essay. And the person at the ticketing office gave him a ticket. And that evening, that same day, he was running to the airport, going to Germany with a ticket to take to the university. And after that, he was looking for this guy for years, couldn't find him. He has never been able to say thank you to him.
And this is his daughter before him, decades later. Wow.
I sat at that man's table. I ate his food. And that day, the universe had repaid the debt. He owes my dad nothing. And his children owe my dad's children and our children's children nothing. The score was even because I ate his food in appreciation.
You see what I mean? That's the point. In appreciation. Wow. I mean, eating food. Exactly. That is actually what we've been talking about. Eating food can be compared to the magnitude of what your father did. But then in appreciation, it's just the point.
But you see, it was equal in magnitude because, again, remember I told you in the universe, one day is the same as an age.
You mentioned
that. So when he needed to go to Germany, it was an important thing to him. Mm-hmm. Well, my husband and I had also come to Germany. We would have gone to eat at McDonald's or one stupid restaurant like that.
Yeah.
But he put us on his home. We sat at his table. He brought his best food and he fed us. And I was so grateful. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I was treated like a princess that day. The kind of people who came to see me because this guy called them. Some of them gave me money. Some of them gave me little presents. Some of, even just hearing good stories about my father made me feel so great. There was no gift he could have given me that was more valuable than that. And so, yes, we were settled. The score was settled that day. They owe my dad and us nothing, just as we don't owe them anymore.
Hi. This is powerful. This is powerful. I love this story. I think this story summed it up. It's very explanatory. It feels like, if you think about it, you will understand the power of reciprocity, because it's really not in the magnitude. It's in the heart of whoever is giving. It's in the heart.
It is.
Wow.
It is. It is. God. And in the feeling of the receiver.
And in the feeling of the receiver. True.
So when he got that check, he was so grateful. Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, when he brought all these people to also come see me,
I was
able to make that phone call to my dad. And I knew what that meant to my dad to talk to some of these men. My dad sounded so happy. I was so happy in return. Well, you see, the way he was happy when he was going to Germany was the same way he made us feel.
Proud, fulfilled. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, God. I love this conversation. I love this conversation because a lot of young people are not paying attention to these things. You know, everybody wants to make money. Everybody just wants to make money, have a good life, be a good life, you know, flex and all of that. But these are basic principles that if you learn and if you understand them, they will save you a whole lot of trouble in the future. And I am, thank you so much, Amma. That's all I can say. Thank you. Thank you.
Pleasure.
When I heard you teach on this, I'm like, never, I'm bringing her on. Not me. God, I'm.
I know this is a bit deep. It's deep, and people sometimes shy away from the topic, but I think it's necessary. You see, this is why a lot of children end up with adult diseases. It is somebody's disease you've exchanged for, you know. There are some people who have these diseases and the doctors are like, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
But this
go
too
back,
young
take your
this.
Time. You will find that they have been taking things from somebody who should really carry this disease and they've exchanged. So yeah, here you go. Take my money and take my disease. People are dying out there like chickens. And yes, it tends to be those who want a quick buck and do not want to pay back. Look, cast your eyes and you will understand those who carry some of these unexplained or necessary bad luck. It is because they are always holding their hand out to collect. But when your hand is open, you collect the good, the bad, and the ugly too, isn't it?
Because, I mean, you can't tell, okay, I want the good. No, don't give me the bad. No, I want the bad. Don't give me. No, you can't. Once your hands are open, everything pours down. Good, bad, ugly. Wow. Thank you, Amma. Thank you so much. This has been an amazing conversation. This has been deep. It's deep. And I love conversations like this because it gets you back to thinking about life and the right things to do. You know, it's not really about chasing the dream. There are basic principles that if you obey them, a lot of things will come easy. And this is one of them. Reciprocity is one of them. It's one of them. And yes. I don't know how to express the gratitude. Thank you for coming on the show. And thank you for sharing.
Yeah,
especially your story. That was amazing. That was the height of it all for me. It was the highlight of this moment. Thank you for sharing. Oh my God. Thank you. And
my pleasure.
This is where we will wrap it up for today. Thank you for listening, guys. And I will come your way next week with another guest. And of course, another amazing conversation will be happening next week. All right, guys. Talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for having me, darling.
Ina Indeshwa na AfriPods.